The following is a lecture by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 16, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
Here, in this material world, we are busy in questioning and answering, or hearing. Question, hearing and answering. This is the whole world. Even in the material field, you go to the market, you inquire, what is the price of this thing? And here you hear the description of the thing and the price of it. So, the prashna, the question was made by Maharaj Parikshit, just at the point of his death, what I have to do now? This is very intelligent. Only intelligent man can understand what is the value of this question. What I have to do now? Because intelligent person knows that I am going to leave this body. I am speaking. Parikshit Maharaj is talking with Sukadev Goswami at the point of death. He was given notice that within 7 days he will be bitten by a snake and he will die. This was a curse by a Brahmin boar. So he was ready. He was not afraid. Narayana parasatvena kutasthana bibhati. He could retaliate. He was a great devotee. He could counteract the cursing of the Brahmin boar. But he did not do so. Because he was cursed, the Srimad Bhagavatam came. He was perplexed what to do. And Sukadev Goswami appeared there. And everyone accepted the verdict of Sukadev Goswami. Maharaj, you are a great devotee, so I shall quote from Srimad Bhagavatam and you hear only. That's all. You have nothing to do. Simply you hear. Sevanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam Archanam Bandanam Dasyam Sakham Atmanibedana. These are the 9 different processes of devotional service. So, generally we are expected to execute all the 9 different processes. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam about Vishnu, not for any other demigods. No, Vishnu. The Mahavadis, they take it that we can hear of any demigod, of anyone, because they are Nirakarvadi. So you can imagine anyone and hear about him. But Shastra does not say. Shastra does not say that you can hear about anybody. No. Shastra says Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. About Vishnu. Harem nama, harem nama, harem nama iva kevalam. Kalo nastiva, 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 gatirannatha. This is the Shastra's injunction. That if you have to chant, if you have not to chant, but you must chant. Kalo nastiva, gatirannatha. You cannot avoid it if you actually want relief from this conditional life, dukkhalayam asasatam, then you must, this is the only means. Kalo nastiva nastiva gatirannatha. Karma, jnana, yoga. There are different processes of self-realization. Karma, jnana, yoga. But it is stressed. Nastiva, nastiva, nastiva. not karma, not jnana, not yoga. Simply chanting Hare Krishna. That is it. That is the preaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This verse of Agni Puran, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gatiranna. So this is the bhakti process, chanting and hearing. So chanting, hearing, or questioning and answering, the same thing. So when Parikrit Maharaj was perplexed what to do at the time of death, so many great sages and saintly persons, brahmanas, they came there because the king is going to die. So not only of this planet, from other planets also, many, many exalted persons came. Somebody prescribed something, so he was perplexed. Fortunately, Sri Sukadeva Goswami arrived there and he advised Maharaj, you simply hear Hare Nama. The name, the form, the quality, the pastimes about Krishna, you simply hear. That was the. Therefore, and Parikrit Maharaj was a devotee from the very beginning of his life. He is a grandson of Arjuna. And Maharaj Yudhishthira, naturally, he was Krishna Bhakta. Krishna was his grandmother's brother also, there was family relation, and he studied thoroughly, although when he was born, he did not see Krishna, but still he knew that Krishna saved the whole Pandava family. Krishna, when Brahmastra was released by Ashwatthama to kill his Maharaj Parikshit while he was within the womb of his mother, Krishna personally saved him because in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, everyone died of the Kuru dynasty. Only the son, this Abhimanyu's son, Krishna, Arjuna's grandson, was within the womb of his mother. Therefore, he was not killed in the battlefield. Still, Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, wanted to kill him, and he released Brahmastra. And it was going to kill the child. At that time, his mother, Uttara, approached Krishna, that I am feeling that my womb will be abortion than me, maybe. So Krishna said, this is the history. So after his birth, because he saw Krishna within the womb, as soon as he came out of the womb of his mother, he was looking here and there, where is that personality? Therefore his name is Parikrit. Parikrit means he was examining, who is that man? So Parikrit Maharaj was so fortunate from the very beginning of his life, he saw Krishna, just like this child. These are fortunate children, yoginam, suchinam simatangehe yogabhrashta sanyan. This child who was dancing before me is not ordinary child. Otherwise, how he could dance symmetrically? He had his practice in his previous life, and he has got the chance to get Vaishnava father and mother, and from the very beginning of his life, he is chanting, dancing. So Parikrit Maharaj was like that. So to get the chance of having good father, Suchinang means Brahman, Vaishnava, especially Brahm. And Simhotang. Simhotang means very rich. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given his comment. Suchinang means highly cultured Brahmana, and Simhotang means highly rich Vaishya. So, to take birth in this family, cultured family, rich family, it's not ordinary thing. It is the result of pious activities. The pious activities means you get your birth in a very good aristocratic family, rich family or Brahmana family. That is the result of pious activities. You become very beautiful. You become very learned. Janma isadya sutta sri. Four things. Janma means birth. Aishadya means riches, wealth. Aishadya, janma, isadya and sutta. Sutta means education. To become learned man, to become very educated, that is also a result of pious activities. To take birth in rich family, that is also a result of pious activities. To become very beautiful, that is also a result of pious activities. Janma isajya sutasri, vidavana parappama. Unfortunately, when we get these opportunities, nice family or nice nation, beautiful body, education, we should consider that it is due to our past pious activities. Therefore, they should be utilized for Krishna. Because pious activities mean to approach Krishna. Those who are impious, sinful, they cannot approach Krishna. Namang duskitanam murha prapadnante naradhama. Those who are naradhama, lowest of the mankind, always engaged in sinful activities and rascal, may be very educated, maya apurita jnana. Their educational value has been taken away by maya. As just like nowadays it has become. The more one is educated, the more one is atheist. We have received one report this time, Bombay. There, that singing, Hare Krishna singing, nuisance, they say. You see, how degraded human being has become. Hare Krishna singing is nuisance. And cinema singing is very good. Just see, they have become simply rascals, dogs and hogs. Simply. So, we should be very much careful of our next birth. Because, this is the verdict of Krishna. At the time of death, whatever thought is there, you get next part, a similar body. The mind creates the body, gross body. As we have got this gross body, so within this gross body, there is the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. These rascals, they do not know that when the gross body is annihilated, it does not mean that the soul is finished. No. Na hannate hannamane sarire. This is the verdict. Don't think, because the gross body is now finished, therefore the person is finished. No. The person is there within the subtle body. And the subtle body will carry him. Just like the fragrance is carried by the air. You cannot see what is this fragrance, but you can smell. A very good smell. Where from it came? That is subtle carrying. Similarly, the soul is carried after annihilation of this body. Gross body. Material. Mind intelligence, ego, that is also material, but subtle. You cannot see. Everyone knows that I have got mind. I have got soul. But you cannot see. Neither I can see. But there is. But one who does not know what is soul, what is subtle body, they become perplexed. Therefore Krishna says, dhirastatta namuyati. Dhira. Those who are sober. One who knows how things are going on. Dhirastatta namuyati. Dehinasmindathadehe kaumarajoganangajara. Tathadehandaraprapti. Dhirastatta namuyati. So one has to become dhira. These nowadays, the modern civilization and the rascal now, everyone is adhira. He does not know. In the Western countries, big professors, they do not know how the soul is existing, how the transmigration of the soul is taking place, how the body is changed, what is the purpose of life, what is the perfection of nothing. That simply like cats and dogs. Work very hard like an ass and enjoy like cats and dogs. Ahara nidra bhayamaitanancha samannam etat pasubhina. This life is most degraded life. That is the present moment we see that people are suffering because they have simply become animals all over the world. Taking care of this body. But here, Parikshit Maharaj, now he knows that taking care of the body is now finished. I have to take care of the soul. Therefore he wanted to ask from Sukadeva Goswami, now what I have to do? Shall I fully think of Krishna? Because he was a Krishna devotee. And naturally, he was thinking of Krishna, satatam kirtantam mam jatantasya dhirabhrata, a devotee. He always thinks of Krishna. That is it. So we have to practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. This is the chance. This is the chance for remembering Krishna. Satatam smartabham Vishnu. Vishnu, Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, has to be remembered always. The sloka is there. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma. Bhagavan Ishvara Hari. Srutabhya. Kītitabhaśca, smartabhyaśca, icchatāṁ abhayam. Icchatāṁ abhayam. Abhayam means fearlessness. One should be abhayam satyasaṁ siddhi. There are four necessities of conditioned life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and fear. So one has to become avayam, no more fear. How? When you take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, Narayana parasadvi na kutaschana bibhati. If you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then, therefore, Parikit Mahaya, Sukadeva Goswami, ichchatam avayam, those who are actually willing to become fearless, hero, they must always, satatam kirtantam mam, always chanting and hearing about Krishna. That is wanted. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, to become abhayam, no more fear. Why one should fear? Krishna assures, Kauntiya pratijanihi namai bhakta pranasyati. So, if we take shelter of the supreme, abhayam, Krishna. Therefore, one Vaishnava Kavi has sung, Bhaja Hure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Bindari. Abhaya Charan. Krishna's lotus feet is to become free from fearfulness. Bhaja Hure Mana Srinanda Nandana. Particularly, Srinanda Nandana. Nandana Nandana means that Krishna has got many forms, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, then Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Ananta, Advaita, Chutvanadi, Anantaruk. But his real form is in Vrindavan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Therefore, he is advising, Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nanda Nanda. Krishna, there are Mayavadi philosophers, they say that the absolute truth, the Supreme, has no name. Yes, for the persons with poor fund of knowledge, they may not find out Krishna's name, but in the Shastra we have got thousands of names. Vishnu Sahasrana. But what are those names? Name means his behavior with his devotees, just like Nanda Nanda. Krishna is the father of everyone, aham bijapada pita, everyone. So how he has got a father? Oh, that is his mercy. He accepts one devotee as his father. And when he is addressed in relationship with his devotee, Nanda Maharaj wanted Krishna as his son. Krishna agreed, yes, I shall become your son. So, everyone, if you want Krishna as your son, not to become God, but to become the father of God. The Mayavadi philosophers, they want to become God. But we, Vaishnava, we want to become the father of God. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Father of God means he controls God. He is not controlled by God. So a devotee can get such position. Everyone is being controlled by God. But a devotee is so exalted that Krishna says that I used to be controlled by you. This is Krishna's position. Therefore, the Vaishnava Kavi advises, Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Bindare Durlava Manava Janama Satsange Tarahe. Now we have got this human form of body. Durlava. Very, very rare. This human form of body is obtained after many millions of years, not very easily, because we had to come through the evolutionary process. 8,400,000 species of life. Jalajana lakhani sthavara lakhaminshati. Therefore, this human form of life should not be wasted. Here is the solution of all the problems of life. Don't neglect it. Therefore, it is advised, Durlava manava janama satsange taraha ebhavasindhuri. Ebhavasindhu, this is the ocean. This is the ocean of nescience, ignorance. That is that. Bhava. Bhavasindhu means take birth again and again. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. This is very botheration. And there is no guarantee what kind of. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, he is also devotee, he is going to Vaikuntha, there was no doubt about it. Still, for our lesson, he inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, what is my duty now? Now I am going to die. This is intelligent. So Parikshit Maharaj had a notice of death for 7 days, but we do not know what is the notice. We can die immediately. So how much for us it is necessary to chant Hare Krishna mantra? Parikrit Maharaj had some time. The Bhagavad Saptah is imitated under Parikrit Maharaj. If Parikrit Maharaj had only 7 days' time, so he might have listened to the Bhagavad lesson for 7 days. But for us, it is not that we observe Bhagavad Saptah and finish our business. No. Our business is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Sinnatang Satata Krishna Punna Sivana Kirtana Riddhantasta Vadhyani Vidhunati Suis Nasta Prayeshu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam. Not that for 7 days. 7 days is meant for Parikrit Maharaj because he had no more time. His 7 days was sufficient nityam. So we should not imitate that. That I here have 7 days. That is also a formality. Actually, to understand one verse of Srimad Bhagavata, it requires at least 7 months. Janmadasyajataha annayatitaratascha arthesu avigyan sarat. My Guru Maharaj explains this verse in Dhaka for 3 months. Janmadasya. Actually, it is so important. The beginning. So, we must be very serious to understand Bhagavata. If we can understand even one line, one verse, our life becomes sublime. It is so nice. There is no comparison of this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, that we are actually finding in the Western countries. How nicely they are receiving these granthas. We have translated into English. And they are enjoying. Actually, that is the fact. Nityanga Bhagavata Siva. Now our problem, what is this problem? Problem is that we have got so many dirty things within the heart. The first dirty thing is that I am this body. I am Indian, I am Englishman, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Shudra, I am fat, I am thin, I am black and white. These conceptions. These are all dirty things. I am not this body. That is real knowledge. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, Cheta Darpana Marjanam, to cleanse the dirty things from the heart. That is my first business. And what is that dirty things? To identify myself with this body. That is the dirty things. The whole world is in distressed condition on account of this dirty thing, that I am this body. This is the conception of the ass. It is said in Jasatma Buddhi Kunapriti Dhatuke Sadhikalatradishu Bhomayjadhi Jatitha Buddhi Salilena Karhichi Janeshu Avigneshu Saiva Gokhara. Gokhara. Gokhara means, go means cow and khara means ass. Jatithuddhi salile. Now, many persons come here in Vrindavan, Titha. But what do they think? They think, let me take bathing in the Jamuna River, then my business is finished. But no. Shastra says that you should approach to a Bhagavad, a devotee who is living in Vrindavan, pure devotee. And surrender unto him. That is Tirtha Yatra. Not that coming here and taking bathing in the Ganges or they are going to Dure but Jainam Tirtha. Generally people think, in this Kali Yuga at least, that if you go 1,000 miles away from your home, then your Tirtha is finished. Just like in Calcutta, there is Ganges. But people come to Haridwar to take bathing in the Ganges. Now what is the difference between Haridwar Ganges and Calcutta Ganges? But he thinks, if I go 3,000 miles and take bathing there, that is real Ganges. So dure vajjanam tirtham, these are the symptoms of the Kali Yuga. Jatitabuddhi sarile nakarhichi. Many thousands of people come to Vrindavan, but they think by taking bathing in the Jamuna, his titha is finished. Or going to Prayag, taking with any Christian also, they go. They take bathing in the water of Jordan. Yeah. So, no. Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya. If you have to cleanse your heart from all misgivings, then you have to do this. Sinnatang sakatha Krishna punnasamana kītam. You hear about Krishna. Where? Krishna is speaking about himself in the Bhagavad Gita. I am this, I am that. You hear. Or you hear about Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnatang sakatha Krishna. So, if you hear, Krishna is within your heart. He can understand. If you are seriously hearing, then Krishna can understand. Not that karmakandiya vichar. Let me hear Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days, and I've got now 1 lakh of rupees, I'll get 3 lakhs. That is karmakandiya vichar. That is not wanted. The hearing of Bhagavatam means to cleanse your heart, that you are not this body, your spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna. That is pilgrimage. When you come to this understanding, that I am not this body, I am spirit, aham brahmasmi, then brahmasmi finish, the Mahavadi says, as soon as you come to this conclusion, brahma-bhuta, then your business is finished. No. Your business begins there. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. After being liberated, Brahma bhuta, then bhakti begins. People misunderstand that by bhakti one gets mukti. No. One who is engaged in bhakti, he has already got mukti. Mukti mukulita anjali sevate asmam, Billamangal Thakur said. If one has attained to the platform of bhakti, then mukti is hankering after his feet. What can I do for you? Mukti mukulita anjali sevate asmam, dharmartha kama moksha samaya pratiksha. So, bhakti is above mukti. Therefore, a pure devotee does not aspire for mukti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, nadhanangana janangana sundaring kapitangva jagadisha kamani. Nadhanangana janang, nasundaring kapitangva jagadisha kamani. Mama janmani janmani. He says janmani janmani. Janmani, when he says janmani, it is not mukti. Because mukti means stop your material transmigration from one body to another. That is mukti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mama janmani janmani. A devotee doesn't require mukti. Janmani janmani toi bhakti. If you are situated in the devotion and service of the Lord, then you are already mukta. Abhyavichari. Jumang bhakti yogena abhyavichari sevati. Sagunan samati tavetan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Brahma bhuta prasannam. This is the word. So for a devotee, mukti is not very big thing. Mukti is already there if he is actually a pure devotee. A pure devotee means, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he has no other desire. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring. Everyone is desiring in this material world for riches, wealth, dhanang, and janang, good family, high aristocratic family, or good follower, leader, minister, janang. They are aspiring, popular votes. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavita, and next is to have a very beautiful, obedient wife. These are the aspirations of material life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I do not want all these things. Na dhanangana janangana sadhya. This is bhakti life. When one is free from all such material desire, he is fit for executing devotional service. That is mukti. And therefore, we have to cleanse our heart. Our heart is always aspiring. How to get money, how to get woman, how to get prestige, how to become leader, how to become minister, how to become guru. These are the things always hankering in our heart. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. First of all, cleanse your heart. That is also said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nashta prayeshu adha avadreshu nittam bhagavata sevaya. Nittam, not 7 days. Nittam. Read every day, especially those who are in Vrindavan. Every day, as much as possible, read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Nittam. Then our heart will be cleansed and we shall know what is our constitutional position, what is our relationship with Krishna, and then if we serve in that relationship, our life is perfect. So, Parikshit Maharaj asked, shall I think of Krishna, or I shall hear about Krishna, and Shukadeva Goswami is congratulating him. Bariyani sati prasna. Yes, it is very nice. Bariya, first class, glorious. Bariyani sati prasna. Krito lokohitam. Now, your question is so nice that when I shall answer, it will be beneficial for the whole universe. Lokohitam. Because this Bhagavat is so nice, transcendental subject matter discussed about Krishna. It is lokohitam. It should be spread all over the world. Loka does not mean your country or your society, Brahmin society, Goswami society. No, lokohitam for the benefit of the whole world. That is lokohitam. Not only of this world, but other worlds also, of the whole universe. Lokahitam. Nipa, my dear king, your prasna, so this message of Srimad Bhagavatam should be spread all over the world. Jayamam paramam gayam mad bhakti so vidhasati. Nachatasmat manushyeshu kaschidme priyakritam. Don't make it stagnant that this Bhagavat is meant for a certain class of men and it is to be recited by certain professional men and make some money and provide your family and you become very good. Religious. No. Lokahitam. Bhagavat should be spread. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Bodhish. Whole world. Whomever you meet. You speak of Krishna. That is Guru. That is Goswami. Not that Goswami profession means that I make a means of my livelihood. I bring money from outside and engage in my son's marriage and daughter's marriage. That is not Goswami. One who is engaged in lokohitam, spreading Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world, that is Goswami. Goswami means go means Indriya. Shami means Indriya means senses. And Sami means the master. One has to control. If one is busy only family matters, what is this family? It is simply sense gratification. Sexual intercourse. Janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mitu cham. So if one is engaged in this family affairs only, sexual affairs, he is not a Goswami. Goswami means, where from this Goswami comes? Rupa Goswami, Mande Rupa Sanatana Uragujigo, Srijibo. They are not family men. They are not in sense gratification. They are in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Krishna. That is Goswami. We must know what is Goswami. Loko hitang ratha. Anyone who is on behalf of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is engaged to preach Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, throughout the whole world. Prithivinsa shishyat. A Goswami means he must have disciples all over the world. That is Goswami. Not that within some area. These are the things. We should scrutinize this, study what is Srimad Bhagavatam, what is Bhagavad Gita, what is a preacher, what is Goswami. These things we must study. Locally, this will be discussed by Sukadeva Goswami. What is what? You will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, it is our duty, Nittang Bhagavata Siva. Nittang, not that 7 days. Nittang. Nasta prayasi abhadreshu. First of all, we have to hear. Sinnatang sarata krishna punnat savana kirtana. We acquire pious result of hearing. And the result will be manifested Riddhantasin Abhadrani. Sannatang Sakata Krishna Punna Sabana Kitana Riddhantasta Abhadrani Vidhunati Sweet Satam. Then he must be free from the material bondage. That is called Riddhantasta Abhadrani Vidhunati. Washed off. If it is not completely washed off, if it is partially washed off, Nasta Prayeshu. Nasta Praya means we have got all these filthy things within the heart. It is not yet cleansed fully, but even some percentage is cleansed, then Nittam Bhagavatam. How it can be cleansed? The process is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That will be explained. Sotobhadini Rajanna Ninang Santi Sahasasa Apasatamatmatattam Griheshu Grihamedina. These verses are very nice. Instructive verses, and you try to read them regularly, every morning, or whenever you find time, then you will understand Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is explained there. Then the dirty things in our heart will be cleansed, and then you will understand what is our constitution and position, and what is our duty, and how to execute it. Thank you very much.